I got a question. May I call you Jim?
Sure.
What an honor that is. Jim, what did your Navy training have to do with your success in bringing Apollo 13 home?
Well, I think my Navy training was very, very important because, first of all, you get flying the aircraft, you get have to be very competent. You can't panic like, that flight I just mentioned. Then I was doing test work, of course, at Pax River, and we were testing airplanes that hadn't been proven yet, and so things happened all the time, and I lost some friends doing that kind of work, and I've had an engine quit. And so that training then got me into the spacecraft field, and of course that was all R&D. Mercury, Gemini was strictly research and development to get ready for Apollo, and then of course Apollo, and so this wasn't routine. It's not like you just get in an airplane and just flying. I mean, everything was new, and so we had to be prepared. And if you notice that on the explosion of 13, there wasn't really any panic. We just had to figure out what went wrong and what do we do to get home.
Before 13, your Apollo 8, or going back to Gemini, you and Frank Borman flew a Gemini mission, and it was the longest space mission at the time, of 14 days in the Gemini capsule, which only held two men, and it was very small. Would you describe for us what it was like to spend 14 days in that space with Frank Borman?
I don't know how many of you ladies and gentlemen know Frank Borman, but 2 weeks any place is really a trial. But anyway, it got to be pretty cozy in 14 days. Frank is Air Force, of course, and I was Navy, and of course on our Earth orbiting flights in Gemini, we're over 70% of water all the time, and as we're getting close up to 14 days, Frank was getting a little worried being over the water. We were losing our fuel cells. Our fuel cells were dying, and we wanted to hold on the 14 days. That was the maximum length of time to go to the moon and back again. And I kept, comforting Frank, saying, look, we got a Navy down there. Don't worry. That we're supposed to land on the water. Don't worry. And we finally squeezed through with 14 days, and finally, he was greatly relieved when we hit the water and we got back on the ship. And as a matter of fact, when we got up and he saw the skipper for the first time and the crew on the ship, he just wanted to announce that we were engaged.
The later mission, Apollo 8, you were the first American astronauts to go around the moon. And try to describe for us when you came around and saw that Earth rise for the first time, your first person to see it.
Yeah, I think that, and I wish everybody could go up there and do the same thing. The moon, of course, was quite spectacular. It's quite foreboding. It's all shades of gray. But you come around to the front side of the moon and suddenly see the Earth come up. The only color you can see, it's a body about the size where you could hide it with your thumb. And you realize just two things, how insignificant we really all are. You're all astronauts, whether you like it or not. We were on this spaceship called Earth, limited resources, and we're very, very fortunate to be here. So even though we're insignificant, we're on the one planet here in the solar system that we're all happy to be there. And so the greatest impression was to see the Earth as it really is.
This business of Navy gold wings, as you look back over your entire career, how significant are those wings to you?
Oh, the Navy gold wings are tremendous to me. In the restaurant, I got a huge pair hanging on the wall. And in fact, I should have wore my blue shirt with the gold wings on them. I got it with me, but I didn't expect I was going to be out here talking to everybody.
This week we're saluting Naval Aviation all week, and we've had some of the greatest naval aviators in history here. Over in the warehouse building over there, there are shirts available, beautiful blue and gold Navy shirts with embroidered with the seal, 100th anniversary of Naval Aviation, available for purchase over there. So go over there after the presentation if you'd like and see that. How many veterans do we have in the audience? How many veterans? Raise your hands. God bless you all.
One last note. Tonight in the theater in the woods at 8 o'clock, Captain Lovell and Captain Gene Cernan, who is the commander of Apollo 17, last man to leave his footprints on the moon, and we'll be having a conversation about naval aviation and space tonight at 8 o'clock in the theater for any of you who would like to come join us. I think you'll enjoy it.
Let me mention, you mentioned Tom Hudner, that you thought he would be here. I was with him just the latter part of this last weekend at a Medal of Honor ceremony in Chicago. We honored all the living Medal of Honor winners there in Chicago for a two-day festival, and I saw Tom, and he was doing well then.
I'm so glad he's doing better now, but I'm so sorry I didn't get to meet him in person, and I'm so happy to be able to see you in person. Before we leave today, David, I want you to repeat something you said to me in 92 when you came to Oshkosh for the first time. What was your first impression up here?
Of Oshkosh?
Yeah.
What impressed me was the amount of respect that everybody involved with aviation has, not only for airplanes and aviation, but respect for each other. And when I left here the first time, it was just an overpowering impression I had about this community and how tight-knit you are and how much you respect each other, the airplanes, and this space. And a good example is when the air show starts out here, there are no ropes or chains or fences. All there is an imaginary line down the flight line, and they say, don't even stick a foot over this line. And by golly, when you look down that line with thousands of people, people respect that for safety reasons and to respect each other. And so it's always been a privilege to come here and be around people like you from the aviation community.
So. Thank you, David. Thank you very much. This afternoon, I'm supposed to say that at 3 o'clock, we're having a big naval air show. All these beautiful fighters you see behind me are going to be flying, and it ought to be something to see. I'm hoping the weather's going to hold out for us. There's another line coming this way, but hopefully we'll get the air show in. I want to thank my friend David Hartman for helping me out today, and also my new friend, Jim Lovell, for coming up and joining us today, and welcome these people back tonight with David Hartman. And I want to thank you all for watching Warbirds in Review.
Thank you, Dan.